going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Happy weekend. It's 9:06. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show featuring Greg Cassidy and the team. The gang's all here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Welcome, welcome. Another day in paradise. 9 o'clock stretch. Officially. There you go. Stretch it out. Always feels better, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Now you know why dogs are so happy. Dogs and cats.
Yeah.
They do a lot of stretching.
A little stretch, a little yawn.
Yeah.
Then time for a nap.
It's good for you.
Yeah.
I think there's a little oxygen extra maybe provided when you're in that yawning process. Although, I have yawned to the point of nearly passing out many times. I don't know why.
Well, maybe too much oxygen going to your brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Vice President J.D. Vance honors fallen officers, did that yesterday because today is final day of National Police Week, and that is recognized in different places, different ways, but we all should be recognized, police officers every day when we get the chance, and then, of course, the fallen officers, given their all.
Yep.
And dying in the line of duty. I mean, mighty, mighty amounts of... total respect on that one.
It was a common thing in the neighborhood that I lived in a couple of neighborhoods ago before I moved to Florida, is we would actually put blue light bulbs, on our porch lights, and that was kind of a commemoration of Police Week.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very a great honor. Of course, in the neighborhood I lived in, they put out the red light bulbs every once in a while.
That's something totally
sure
different.
Sure with that. Was that a fire thing? Fire rescue?
Probably fire rescue appreciation.
Or was it more like, Roxanne!
I knew he was going to sing. I'm sorry.
You did? Did you know
I did.
It?
I did.
At least today I have not said, "De play!"
Until now. So now you broke.
Sorry.
I know. It was going so well.
I get them all in there. I get 50 cents per silly word that I say, and I need all the money I can get.
Oh, man. Who knew there was a commission on that?
Top story. Well, no. I don't want to do the top story.
Okay.
Because it's James Comey being a complete idiot.
Yeah, he's been... all over the news.
I think everybody agrees. Well, of course, everybody's a Trump supporter. This whole thing, 86-47, that the left had made it like their mantra. Some of them, little protesters, Trump haters, Musk haters, basically people that hate America. Those people, they 86-47. In other words, get rid of 47, meaning get rid of Trump. But the former director of the FBI to post that on Instagram. That, what do you call that other than evil?
Mm-hmm.
Of all the people that would know what 86-47 means and how that could be, a calling card to the to those prone to violence. Come on. This is a president who's already had two assassination attempts on his life. This guy Comey continues to, achieve more and more on the loser scale. Than than you can believe. I mean, he is just, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And to that I say, Lord, hear our prayer. And you know what we're all praying. And we'll just move on from there. Saturday, tomorrow, 80th anniversary, Newberry Watermelon Festival goes on all day, basically, from 9 to 4:30. And Mayor Tim Martin was with us earlier. And you could always catch that if you want to look back on it. That's part of the value of having the Bob Rose Show podcast. It won't cost you anything. Just download it wherever you normally do. Get your podcast, or you can use the Odyssey app. And click on subscribe, and you'll never miss a minute of the show. So, Dubai honors Trump by lighting up their largest building and celebrating his arrival there.
It's pretty cool.
He has been, yes, and he has been just absolutely winning in the Middle East. What a far cry!
Yeah,
from the from Obama, who went around and apologized to basically to everybody. And.
And then when he did play tough, it was, and here's the line in the sand. Okay, well, here's the line in the sand then. And every time they would cross it, he would just back up a little bit more.
Well, you know, there was a lack of respect for
sure.
him, and that was warranted.
Uh-huh.
Yep. So you've got these things going on. Oh, by the way, the study was done. And those who are saying that, hey, tariffs are a tax, U.S. consumers are going to pay for that, it's going to make inflation worse and all that, okay? Just take all of that and 86 it.
See what you did there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
86 it because it's not true. U.S. consumers are not paying for tariffs. Thank you. Tiffany Trump had a little baby boy. That's the 11th grandchild. For President Trump.
Nice.
And he, you know, welcomed little Alexander with, well, not open arms, but open social media or whatever. Unlike Joe, who didn't recognize all of his grandchildren. But then again, you know what? Let's give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
By the end, he probably didn't recognize Jill either.
Well, he didn't. He didn't recognize some of his staff at the end. So
he didn't recognize George Flippin' Cooney.
I know. And you can see him on the TV all the time. Come on. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was, and now they're all like pointing fingers.
Oh, yeah,
and,
well, he fooled us. The White House lied to us. We didn't know. We're just the press. We just print what we know.
It was very similar to that local story involving insurance fraud.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right.
So
what else
fraud.
We got going on? Tulsi Gabbard came out swinging about James Comey. She didn't hold anything back on Jesse Waters. Are you buying the former FBI director's story? Didn't know what 86 Trump meant? Tulsi Gabbard, director of national intelligence, she said, no, I'm not buying it. Absolutely not. It's a ridiculous and insane statement to make, certainly within this context, but especially coming from a guy who's the former director of the FBI, a guy who spent most of his career prosecuting mobsters and gangsters, people who know and execute other humans and use this exact lingo of 86. Comey himself admitted in his follow-up message that he knew that this was a political statement. He didn't just, oh, look at the pretty little shells arranged in the sand. Not at all. The only reason that he knew that, Jesse, Tulsi said, was because a little over a month ago, a bunch of anti-Trump, anti-Elon Musk protesters were proliferating the use of this 8647 slogan, which was a veiled call to action to murder the sitting president of the United States. I mean, she was very direct about it. So for Comey to think that we, the American people, are so stupid as to think that he is a former director of the FBI, former prosecutor, and someone who clearly pays attention to what's going on, would believe his lie that he didn't know what this actually was calling for, the dangerousness of this, it cannot be underestimated. When we have two assassination attempts on the president's life, when we have people who look to guys like Comey, who've been celebrated by MSNBC and CNN as the beacon of integrity, the law and order guy, the guy who would tell the truth no matter what the consequences were, right? This is the guy who's issuing a hit on President Trump, the president that the American people voted for. And I agree with her wholeheartedly, and it's interesting because, you know, I talked about this right at the beginning of the show before I had gotten this piece about what her take was. Mm-hmm. And it's like,
oh, yeah.
Great minds think alike. Thank you very much.
She's on the same page.
Yes.
You're a smart woman.
I think so.
Yeah. This morning's flying by.
Flying by for some people.
Yeah.
Other people, the last couple of weeks have been kind of dragging by a little slow.
Really?
One of those would be for Motown legend Smokey Robinson. He's under criminal investigation. The charges are quite serious. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. 30 minutes away from things that make you smile, and it is Friday. Welcome to the weekend, 97.3 The Sky.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I heard you've been ducking people with your Jeep. The problem is you're giving out Biden ducks. Is that true, Greg?
No, that is not true. But actually, it was funny because one of the Facebook pages I'm on, Duck Duck Jeep, somebody actually posted a picture of a Biden duck. And, you know, when you're in your own bubble or your own circle, you just think that's normal. That's unusual in the Jeep group.
And Prius so, people don't duck each other.
No, I don't know what they do. But... yeah, but the response, wow. The response of the Trump ducks and the, you know, is that when sniffing the other little ducks?
You're talking about Biden,
the
yeah.
Biden one. I leave mine on the dash and just let it end up where it roams along. I mean, there were some hilarious responses.
I'll bet. And but, my daughter,
they were surprised.
My daughter gave me the Trump
yes,
duck.
I've got
and
one.
I hadn't
I love
seen
it.
That previous to that. This was, yep. I don't know, a year or two ago.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, we have it proudly.
Right.
We hide it when we come into Gainesville.
You know, I am careful what parking lot I'm on if I'm in Gainesville.
Isn't that sad?
Just in case.
Yeah, it's sick.
Yeah, that you have to even think about that because there's idiots out there that will, you know, slash your tires or whatever. So
my old truck, my old F-250 had a Trump sticker on, you know, when he's running the first time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just felt like that thing was getting beat up. And I mean, I don't know for sure, but I took the sticker off, and I can tell you it seemed like I wasn't getting additional bumps and scratches. I don't know.
There weren't that many loose carts during the election.
No. I mean, it just, wow.
I know.
What a sick world.
Well, I got a guy I was watching on video the other day. Somebody had put, there's some rude, profane stickers they're putting on Teslas. A guy catches them on video, confronts him. Mm-hmm. He denies it. He shows him the video. And I have nothing to say. He tries to walk away. Well, they did get the cops involved. So,
generally speaking, the people that do that are the little weakest little weasels, afraid of their own shadow.
Yes.
They are the wussies. These are the people that have absolutely no courage. They are the cowards. The same one that hide behind their little, you know, keyboard or whatever, the keyboard warriors. The same ones. That's their, like, their toughness is being just so nasty. As long as they don't get caught.
Oh, yeah.
And then when they get caught, they become who they really are, the biggest wusses in the world.
Yes, they're crying like babies.
It's just so weak of you know, human instinct to do that, to damage someone's property because you perceive... Or know who they're supporting or voting for.
Yeah.
And it's just, and the left doesn't recognize that within themselves. They don't recognize that, wow, that's, there's something wrong with you. But of course, I mean, they don't know the whole Trump derangement syndrome. I guess part of having a syndrome could be, you know, living on that big river, the denial. I guess they don't see it. They're in the forest. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Pete joins us. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning. I can't believe that a former director of the FBI would do something as juvenile and childish as that. And speaking from someone who's both juvenile and childish, I can vouch for how stupid that was. You know, President Trump was just in a den of snakes over there in the Middle East, probably the most dangerous part of the world. And thanks to Almighty God, he got out of there. But instead of putting snarky little comments about how they want to get rid of the president, maybe they should spend some time in contemplation about what America is really all about, and that we can't afford to be divided. Thank you.
Thank you, Pete. We're doing what many people make the mistake of doing. We can't help it. We look for rationality. But you're not dealing with rational people when you're dealing with the folks that are the far left of center. I mean, these are people who I've seen it literally would stop talking to a family member because they voted for Trump. That's not anecdotal. That is widespread. And they don't see that there's something wrong with them. You're the weirdo because you voted for Trump. They don't see the weirdness in their complete and utter overreaction to that. They don't see that. Did you ever do that over any other president in the past that you can remember? Probably not. But yet they don't see it. Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department said Thursday they opened a criminal investigation into rape and sexual assault allegations against Smokey Robinson. Yeah. Of the Miracles? Yeah. Tears of a Clown? Yeah. That guy, he's an icon and a legend, a living legend. He's 85 years old. But you can be all those things and still not necessarily be a good person. But it doesn't also make you a guilty person because allegations are made. That's why we have courtrooms, and that's why we have a justice system, even though it's not perfect. Last week, four former housekeepers of Robinson filed a lawsuit alleging that the Motown music luminary repeatedly sexually assaulted and raped them while they worked for him. The suit, filed in Los Angeles, seeks at least $50 million in damages over the alleged assaults, which the women say took place between 2007 and 2024. Robinson's lawyer had pointed out previously when the allegations first surfaced, these are vile and false allegations, and but the attorneys representing the women, our clients, intend to fully cooperate with the Los Angeles ongoing investigation and the pursuit seeking justice for themselves and others that may have been similarly assaulted by him. Robinson's lawyer, Chris Frost, said last week the allegations defy credibility and are full of inconsistencies. The four women whose names have not been made public alleged that Smokey Robinson would wait until he was alone with them in his L.A. house and then sexually assault and rape them, in some cases repeatedly over many years. One woman said she worked for Robinson from 2012 until 2024, was assaulted at least 20 times. Another said she worked for him from 2014 to 2020 and was assaulted at least 23 times. One of them calling Robinson a serial and sick rapist who must be stopped. I guess that was one of the attorneys. And according to this, all of the accusers said they eventually quit over the assaults and all said that they feared coming forward over fears of retaliation, public shame, and possible effects on their immigration status. Maybe that could be another, illegal immigration. So then they were taken advantage of, theoretically. So wouldn't you be against that? If they're immigrating legally, then maybe they would, you know, have more courage to come forward. Katie, good morning. You're on the Bob Rose Show.
Bob, I'm 75 years old, and these kind of charges just absolutely disgust me. I agree with you 100%. It's called quit. You were... raped how many times? Give me a break. You should have quit. That the first time, I'm totally in agreement with you. These charges that women come up with for rape on men, if you can't give the time, the date, if you didn't quit, if you didn't call and make a police report, I don't want to hear it. You're not due a dime.
Yeah, and look, there's, you know, maybe a mindset. Somebody is in the state of shock. There's all kinds of things. But for not come forward for years and years, and it happens over and over again, it makes it just harder to have credibility. Yep. 9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. We're about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. We needed some upbeat positive thoughts. Hang in there and happy Friday, 97.3 The Sky.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Good morning and welcome. Happy Friday, my friends. Yep, it has arrived. This is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. The Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally get your podcast downloaded. And click on subscribe. You'll never miss a minute of the show. And it is arranged very well. Easy to find what you're looking for. Listen to the whole show. Bits and pieces. It's all there for you. Enjoy. All right. It's going to be a hot one today. Very hot. 94, 95-ish. And a lot of sun. Same thing for tomorrow. If you're going to be doing things outside, and a lot of people are, including myself, you want to make sure that you cover up appropriately and hydrate. That is the big one. Can catch you kind of unaware and catch up to you, and you will not be happy if that happens. Trust me, I know. Grandbaby number 11 for the big Trump daddy, the granddaddy, I guess, in this case. First daughter, Tiffany Trump, 31, and her husband, Michael, welcomed a baby boy on Thursday, Alexander Trump Bolos, and they, of course, are very, very happy. President Trump let the whole pregnancy slip in October when he was talking to, Detroit area. And, the Detroit Economic Club. And he said he was talking very highly of Tiffany's husband. And that's another whole great story. Yeah. He was giving a speech about her father-in-law, Mossad Boulos. The New York Post reported Boulos is a Lebanon-born businessman who now works as a senior White House advisor. He happens to be the father of Tiffany's husband, Michael, who's a very exceptional young guy. This is what he said back in Detroit in October. And she's an exceptional young woman. She's going to have a baby, so that's nice. Tiffany and 27-year-old Michael reportedly met at a beach club in Greece, began dating in 18, announced their engagement in 21, tied the knot in 22, and now here comes the baby. And that makes nice. Number 11.
That's awesome.
Yep.
But he enjoys being a grandpa. You see video every once in a while of him with one of them, and you can just tell. And it's like you mentioned earlier, the press don't like to even tell these stories. They certainly don't like to show the video because it shows what a just warm human being he is, and you can't do that when you're trying to make him Hitler.
That's true.
You know, there's that. It's a contrast.
Yeah. Well, it's because the left doesn't make sense in all of their name-giving, finger-pointing, etc. Oh, Chief Justice John Roberts had to slap down Sotomayor. Yeah. Zip it. Quiet. Shut the pie hole. She kept, asking questions and wouldn't give the U.S. Solicitor General John Sauer a chance to answer some questions. And she attempted to interrupt him and did interrupt Sauer several times. And then finally, John Roberts stepped in. He said, "Can I hear the rest of his answer?"
Oh, that's awesome.
Yep. They are debating, in this case, oral arguments over birthright citizenship and the nationwide injunctions on Thursday. So does the president have this executive authority to say we're going to end the whole birthright citizenship? Does he have that authority? They'll have to answer that. And either way, does a district court or another court lower than the Supreme Court have the ability to do an injunction and to stop an executive order? So the folks in the black robes will have to figure that one out.
Yeah.
Dubai, with the world's largest, tallest building, I guess I should say tallest, was illuminated stars and stripes of the American flag to honor U.S. President Donald Trump's visit to the United Arab Emirates. This is a big deal. And, of course, the lefty media is not going to give the president the props and, the proper kinds of accolades that he deserves.
Yeah.
But he has been working hard. He is making deals. He is really changing the Middle East for the better.
And not once did he walk the wrong way off a stage, wander away.
Didn't pass out, didn't throw up.
Forget who he was talking to. It's actually been pretty successful.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've called it, I've tagged it Peace and Prosperity Tour.
Yeah.
I think that's really what it is.
Yeah.
And I think that this really is going to be a game changer in the Middle East. I really do. Remember this. All right?
Hey, just a reminder for folks. We are literally getting inundated almost with texts and emails and phone calls and everything about the signal. And there's this little thing. It's a big thing. Unfortunately, it's worse than ever before that does this. What, spring and fall, doesn't it, typically?
That's when it, yeah, you know, it can be at its worst.
And it's called inversion, and it messes with signals. So, we are aware of it. It's not just us. It can affect everybody. And it's funny how many stations, listeners are calling and saying, I'm hearing stations in Georgia that you don't normally even get. And it just shows how weird the atmosphere can do some things that let signals through that normally shouldn't even be here.
It's not just us. Other, even television stations on different frequencies have been impacted. That's how bad the condition appears to be right now. It usually, this is the worst we've probably ever seen it.
It is.
So
sure.
it should get better, but we apologize. There's absolutely nothing we or any of the other stations or anything can do about it.
Stations at full power. There's nothing. It's not an engineering thing. It's strictly the fact that the atmosphere is stronger than signals are. So
remember, it's like atmospheric perversion. I mean, inversion.
Okay. Well, it just perverts our signal a little bit.
Well, it does.
It does. Because you might be picking up a bad station. A naughty station somewhere.
How about that Vice President J.D. Vance, huh?
I like him.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
He's doing the right thing, says the right things. He is a very likable person, and he was doing the right thing when he honored America's fallen law enforcement officers yesterday at the 44th Annual Peace Officers Memorial Service at the U.S. Capitol. He was the keynote speaker of the memorial. It was attended by family, friends, colleagues of officers who lost their lives in the line of duty. Second Lady Usha Vance was present, and so were other administrative officials, including the Attorney General Pam Bondi, FBI Director Kash Patel, Border Czar Tom Homan. In America, we honor the men and women who recognize the value of a peaceful, orderly society and who have chosen to devote their lives to preserving, as the president said, the fragile barrier between civilization and chaos. And so this entire week's dedicated and called the National Police Week. So, yeah, we thank the vice president for that and concur wholly. Hey, one of the events, there's so many things. I'll be at Gainesville-Harley tomorrow, and you've got the Newberry, you've got the Watermelon Festival. Well, tomorrow at 9 a.m., there's a dedication of the Military Services Flag Display Plaza. It's an Eagle Scout project of Nicholas Eggers from Marion County Boy Scout Troop 72. The dedication ceremony will be followed up by the formal presentation of Eagle Scout designation by local dignitaries and leaders of the Boy Scouts of America. So support another great entity that we are blessed to have here in America, the Boy Scouts, and the achievement of Eagle Scout. Very, very, very strong stuff. Good stuff. All right. I mentioned this earlier. You know, the so-called economic experts said these tariffs are going to be awful. They're going to be terrible. Some of the lefties were even saying Trump is going to single-handedly destroy the economy. Look at the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
But yet they don't mention the stock market now that has made a full rebound. Huh. Interesting.
Huh.
Tariffflation. No, not happening. Yeah. April's inflation reports were supposed to show the U.S. consumers were bearing the burden of President Trump's new tariffs. The 10% universal duty on imports and targeted higher rates on dozens of countries took effect April 2nd. They gave a full month for cost pressures to show up, and they didn't. Wall Street analysts thought the consumer price index would rise 0.3%, but it edged up at 0.2%. All right? It's basically showing a very good economic picture that continues to improve and will improve. Remember, he's just laying down the infrastructure. He hasn't even, built the house yet, so to speak. And we're already seeing positive signs in the economy. And I think that's awesome. And he's already gone around, the Middle East, and he is going to have a lot of investments in the U.S., a lot of things that we will partner on, and the American people are once again going to benefit because this guy's delivered exactly what he said he would. He's going to put America first, make America great again, and that's precisely what we're beginning to see and to feel. Don't resist, lefties. Don't resist. Come to the light. Come to the good side.
Resistance is futile.
Yes.
Welcome to the Borg.
You want to hang out with James Comey, that loser? Or you want to come to the light?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. It is 9:47 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is time for you to chime in, if you would like. We call it Things That Make You Smile, where you share with us some upbeat, positive, non-political kinds of stories with us. Keep it nice, short, and brief, and we'd love to have it on there, right? All right, that's what it's all about. Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now, 877-975-9825. Things That Make You Smile, next. Another gorgeous day. It is going to be a warm one. Prepare for that. It's 9:51. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is time for Things That Make You Smile, upbeat positive thoughts, and is brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call now, 877-975-9825. Good morning, Troy. What's making you smile?
Hey, GTO Troy is back on the line again. Yoo-hoo! Bob, Greg, good morning. Show is awesome today. I cleared my schedule. Bob, I'm heading to Gainesville Harley-Davidson tomorrow. I'll see you there. I'll try to find you, shake your hand, get a pic. Maybe we could talk Greg in showing up there, and maybe we could talk him into buying a bike. What do you think?
I think that would be very easy. We just have to hope his wife is out of town. That's the only time he makes a major purchase.
That's kind of how that works out. Yeah, yeah. That's true.
Tony, what's making you smile?
Hey, what's making me smile is I'm headed to the beach. I'm going to be on sand duty today with my two favorite people, my son and daughter. We're going to go out there and have some lunch and just make some good memories. Great show today. And you're right, it's a beautiful day in Florida. God bless Florida. God bless America.
No, and God bless you get to spend quality time with your kids. Enjoy, my friend. Thomas, what's making you smile?
Hey, that was Troy, Tony, and this is Thomas, the three T's, and moved to Gainesville 5 years ago. Been listening to you. Finally excited to finally meet you tomorrow at Harley-Davidson. I'll be there for some free barbecue and checking out the bikes, and I hope to shake your hand. Good show.
All right. Well, Greg will be the one with the bib on. I'll be the one with the messy shirt. It will be easy to find.
Pretty much describes it, doesn't it? It really does.
Kaz, what's making you smile?
Hi, Bob and team. Great, great show as always. I listen to you every day. And happy belated birthday. I hope you had a wonderful time.
Thank you.
God bless us with beautiful, beautiful weather. And I want to do a little shout out to my friends at Tiger Haven in Tennessee. They got some new arrivals. I gave them a nice donation. They're so excited. They love your show. So God bless you and God bless America. Have a beautiful time at the pig roast.
Oh, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You know what I love about Kaz? One of the things, besides what she says, I love when Kaz calls. You can tell she's either outside or on the porch. You always hear the
birds and nature.
It makes you smile just hearing her call.
That's the way to do it. Hey, Mike, what's making you smile?
How you doing, guys? Great show, of course. And happy birthday to you and myself here this May. Meanwhile, what's making me smile? Finally, I got something I can brag about. My credit card bill gone down. Have a good one.
It's nice to see that.
How does that happen?
Yeah.
That's crazy talk, I say.
Yeah,
but
you got to keep throwing money at it.
Oh, that's how that works.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, not throwing the car. You throw money at the car.
You throw money at the debt.
I knew I was doing something wrong.
Keep doing that. Keep doing that.
Okay.
And yeah, then you can save up and get back into debt again.
There you go.
Good morning, Jeff. What's making you smile?
It's deer fly and yellow fly season. For those of you that know what that is, nasty bite, itches like crazy. So I got one trapped in my truck, and he's bothering me. And I had just put one of them clicker handle torches in my truck.
Oh, no.
And he lit onto the windshield, and I fried him. And that's making me smile. God bless America.
We're not endorsing the use of any flammable materials while in the operation of a motor vehicle. Just want to stand on record.
You know, I think that probably corporate and legal appreciate you actually saying that.
Yeah.
We disavow any knowledge of any burning.
I know where my bread's buttered.
Yeah.
Protect the paycheck. I learned that a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
Ah.
Yeah.
It's just a really, it's Friday. It's awesome. It's going to be a warm one.
Yep.
But we are going to enjoy it. But not yet, because coming up next, it is The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Joe Rogan on with a TikToker named Cody Tucker. Rogan says, look, the difference between science and religion is that science only asked you for one miracle. He was referring to the Big Bang Theory. And then he said, it's funny because people will be incredulous about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, but yet they're convinced that the entire universe was smaller than the head of a pin. And for no reason that anybody can adequately explain, instantaneously it became everything. He goes, okay, well, I'm sticking with Jesus on this one. Jesus makes more sense. Thanks, Joe Rogan. And that is The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe weekend. Hopefully I'll see you tomorrow. Take care. See ya.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.